We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program today. We're so glad that you've tuned in because I have a very special guest with me all the way from Australia. Welcome, Sandy O'Toole.
Good morning, Annette. It's morning here for us. How are you?
Very good. And I'm so grateful that you're able to be with us today, Sandy, to tell us about Jesus Christ, who I know you love so much, and all the healing that you've experienced from him. I know we won't be able to tell it all in a brief program, but I know that what you have to share with us today will inspire so many. So, Sandy, just tell us a little bit of your background. You're in Australia, but where are you from?
I'm actually from New Zealand, and I was brought up in a household where we never spoke politics or religion, ever.
Mm-hmm. Was there a reason for that, I'm sure?
Yeah, there were reasons, but we were never to discuss them. So it was interesting. So when I was brought up, I always had this feeling that there was something more. And I remember saying that to my mother later in life. I just feel like I'm searching for something more, because I'd heard about Jesus growing up from my friends who went to scripture classes. Oh, Mum, could I go to scripture classes? No, we don't talk about religion. Mm. So there was always this feeling, just the sense that there was something that I wanted.
Yeah, so already was a stirring in your own spirit, that connection that we all yearn for, every one of us, that sense
of. That's right.
Yeah.
And then I remember when I was 18, I saw somebody with some beads, and I said to them, oh, what are those beads? And they said, they're rosary beads. And I said, what do you do with them? And I said, look, I'm going over to Australia for a holiday. I like what they look like. Could I wear them? And she said, what? And I said, yeah, can I wear them as a necklace? Mm. So, but it was a lot later in life. For me, it was a tug and war. It was always a tug and a pulling away with me, because I felt like there were things of the Lord that I wanted, but I didn't understand. I had no one to walk next to me. Mm. And so I felt like in the end, and I know this is really a weird way of saying it, but I felt like the Lord literally pulled me by my ponytail to his altar.
Wow.
And I was kicking and fighting even then. But I wanted it so much, but I was resisting so much. And now I feel like I have this garment that I will never let go. Mm. So it's kind of like a contradiction. Like I felt like he was pulling me, but now I'm holding on to him as he walks. You are never going to let me go, Lord. You have me.
That's beautiful. So, you know, Cindy, I imagine that we have people that are listening today who could still even be in that tug of war, as you describe it, that feeling of there's something more, I want something more. But at the same time, what was the other side of it? Could you explain the other side of it? At the same time, being content where you were, or what was that other feeling?
Well, what I discovered is that in my journey, there were things that I was doing that I wasn't interested in doing anymore. I was one of those people who said, oh, she's a bit weird. Or like my children would say, oh, come on, Mum, because I'm a mother of four and a grandmother of almost five. And I just wasn't interested in all. I could have so much fun at a party and not have a drop to drink. And people would say to me, you can't drive home. And I say, why? Because it was always so filled with the spirit of the joy of the Lord. And the other thing was, is that things haven't been easy for me, just like for a lot of people. And when I felt that the enemy was crouching at my door and I had thoughts that weren't good thoughts, to go to hell for me, if I had thoughts of, I don't want to be on this earth anymore, to go to hell was so much worse for me than for living with Christ. And so my choice was, there was never a choice for me. It was always God. It was always, I wanted Jesus. He was the one that gave me my peace. He was the one that my faith, the seeds of my faith were so deeply embedded into the ground that regardless of what people thought, I just knew that this friend I had, this beautiful person who I could always go to, cry out to, lift my head up to, turn my face to, was always so faithful, so close, so near. It was a choice for me to take those thoughts and just his word was alive, and I could grab those, the word that was written, and speak them into my mind.
So just those times, as you share, going through some very difficult times and knowing, as you put it, sin was crouching at the door. But at those times, being able to have the word of God to speak in order to remind yourself of the safety that you have in him. So were there specific words, Sandy, any specific word that would come to mind? I'm thinking of others who might be listening, who might be identifying, saying, yes, I feel that way myself. Things are not easy for me. I feel that the enemy is after me, trying to take a hold of me, and maybe even some feeling that he has, to an extent, put his arms around them. What were the words? Do you have any particular?
I do. There are two that always used to come to my mind. And the first one was, and I'm sure most people know this, and I'd always say it personally, intentionally, and I would always have it as mine. And I would always say, the Lord is my shepherd. Lord, you are my shepherd, God. You will lead me. And I would always imagine him leading me to those places where I was resting in those green pastures. I was actually resting, that he was with me, that his staff was there. It was almost like you're right there with him, and that peace, the shepherd God who leads me. And he doesn't lead me to bad things. He leads me to beautiful, fresh, living water. And the other one was, of course, Psalm 103, which was my soul, everything that is within my flesh. I'd always, it was almost like speaking to my soul, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, to come back to that place where the spirit comes first. The spirit comes first. And I was always imagining this huge big tapestry, because he uses everything for good, everything. And that tapestry that looks so beautiful, and on the other side is where all the, you know, that you do the tapestry and it's so messy on the other side, and he looks at the mess and you turn it over and you make something beautiful, something perfect. And I'm not perfect in it. I'm far from perfect. But I've learned in my walk that if I trust him with everything I have, and regardless of what people say, I trust him with my whole heart. Because for me, it's a win-win. He's the winner man.
Well, going back to Psalm 23, Sandy, because I think that could be a help for a lot of people.
You're breaking up, sorry.
Well, as I'm going back to Psalm 23, which you mentioned, because I think that can be a help for a lot of people who could be listening today, just as you said, to be imagining the Lord as your shepherd with his shepherd staff safeguarding you. The Lord is my shepherd, keeping you. And what we love about the Word of God is it's not just words the way we speak words, but it's a word of power. It's a word of strength. It's a word of hope. It's a supernatural word that has a supernatural effect. So in times of need, as you're sharing with us, Sandy, to turn to the Word of God, we turn to the place and he brings to our minds his word, because there's a power of deliverance in the Word of God. So that's beautiful from Psalm 23. And then, as you said, Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. The weapon that makes me think of the weapon of praise. How praise, you know, when we praise the Lord, it breaks through any kind of bondage, any kinds of chains that Satan would want to put on us. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. So it's every part of me, everything that's within me, come together in a unity underneath the headship of Jesus Christ, and bless his holy name. So I think that's for anyone who's listening today. Those two scriptures that Sandy shared with us, Psalm 23 and Psalm 103, those are two tremendous helps. If you're in a time of struggle yourself today, we just release those words over you now for the glory of God. And as you were sharing with us also, that image, Sandy, you shared with us many images, but that image of the tapestry and what the other side looks like, all the knots and, you know, it doesn't make sense, really, does it, when you look at the other side? And as you shared with us, we see the other side. You know, we don't see the picture till we get to the heavenly places, but we're seeing the other side now. But knowing that there is perfection, even as you said, that we're not perfect, but we are righteous. And knowing that we've been made righteous by Christ, washed clean by his blood, given an inheritance of salvation through him, that we can know that one day we will see, as you say, that perfect picture, that beautiful picture of what God was doing all the time. That's so encouraging, Sandy. It's very encouraging to hear what your testimony.
And I think the other thing, exactly what you're saying, is knowing that we are all people who should love each other, but more, even more than love sometimes, is to encourage those people, continue to encourage them, to listen. I think it's always so important to listen. I used to always think that I was like this big champagne bottle, blah, 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 yep, yep, yep. But now, because I was always so excited about the Lord, but now to listen to what people say, because sometimes they're telling you a story, but there's things that you're hearing underneath the story.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And for all those listening, we want to hear your story. At Bridge for Peace, you can write to us at info@bridgeforpeace.org, info@bridgeforpeace.org. And I also encourage you, as Sandy's sharing today about sometimes those difficulties that we all have in relationships, you know, in life, in our economic situations, and all the different ways we can have difficulties, I encourage you go to bridgeforpeace.org and look for the prayer for accurate perceptions. You'll find it under our resources, the prayer for accurate perceptions that can help you to pray through some of the difficulties that you may be experiencing in your life today. So in Bridge for Peace, what we want to do is we want to help you to come through to the next step Jesus has for you. So Sandy, as you're just telling us, you're longing to know what was more. There was something more, but you couldn't put a name to it. You saw some of your friends going to scripture studies, but you never had that opportunity. When was it that you actually did meet the Lord?
Well, someone was telling me about Jesus Christ, and so I had a child. I was married. I wasn't living with my husband. I wasn't living with him for over 2 years. We'd separated. I'd met another man. We decided to have children. I had my first children, the man that I'm with now. And someone said to me, "No one will ever baptize your child because you're a sinner." And my husband, we're married now. My husband said, "What would you like to have this child baptized?" And I said, "Well, why don't we baptize him Catholic?" And he said, "Why?" And I said, "Well, I remember going past the church and listening to the singing." So I went to the priest and I said, "I know you're not going to baptize my child. Everyone's told me you're not." And I blah, 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 blah. And I said, "But it's not this beautiful child of mine. It's not his fault that I don't know God." And he said to me, "Do you want to become a Catholic? Do you want to become closer to God?" And I was so taken back that somebody had asked me this. So I went away, and then all of a sudden it was like this gentle wind. It's almost like so gentle on my hair, blowing it. And every part of me knew that I had to call him. I did call him, and I did become a Catholic. I had to go through the RCI program. But in that time, my ex-husband had come, and he had told me that that one day he would have a gun, and that my husband said, "Look, you can't become a Catholic because of our safety now." We were escorted away by detectives and law enforcement because I was constantly being watched. And but I just knew this was an opportunity. I just had to do it. It's really hard to explain. And anyway, years later, it took a long time because of things that I was going through. I became part of God's family. And now we have four beautiful children. We have four grandchildren. And it was a process, and it was really tough. But God was in that process. And sometimes you just have to give it all for him, because he gave it all for me.
Well, Sandy, we're going to have to hear more about that story. You have to come back and tell us some more. But meanwhile, we just have a couple of minutes left. Would you pray? There might be someone struggling today who needs to know that the Lord is their shepherd, who needs to call forth their own spirit to bless the Lord. Would you just pray for anyone who's listening today, who's going through a tough place?
Well, Heavenly Father, I just come to my Father God, Lord, and anyone who is struggling as I have struggled and still do struggle at times, Lord, I just bring them to you, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, that your word is a lamp to their feet, Lord, that your word will lighten their load, will brighten their path, and bring peace upon them, because, Lord, you are their shepherd, God. You are real. The Spirit is over them now, hovering. And I know for a fact that the Lord just wants to come in and give you the peace. The peace that you deserve, the peace that belongs to you, the peace that Jesus died for you, the peace that I know that is absolute and true and real. I pray right now that you'll just take a moment to give your hearts to the Lord, that he can come in and bless you, secure you, and he can speak over you and say, "There is no condemnation. You are not guilty," that he loves you so much, without reserve, that you belong to him, and he wants to bring you into his heart, just like the shepherd did. He brings his sheep over his neck, and even that very last one, He will go after the last one, the lost. He loves you. He wants you. And I'm so glad that I said yes. And I wish I had said yes so much quicker, so much sooner. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Sandy. We bless you all from Bridge for Peace. I'm Annette Eckhart for Bridge for Peace. Once again, we're praying that God will continue to bless you.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckhart, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.